All right, welcome to the show. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am DJ Sweet Fig.
And I'm Remy.
And the show is It's All About Perspective. It is 3 a.m. on the dot. We got our show in full swing. We ready to go.
Oh, we're so ready.
Listen, I think we've passed that point, you know? You're at that point in the night where you... I don't know if you've experienced this much in your life, where if you breach past the point where you're tired... Mm-hmm. You'll just stay awake.
You get that second wind, for sure.
Well, you get that second wind. Like, even through the next day, you know, you could. It probably wouldn't.
You're saying right now you feel like you could stay awake through to tomorrow?
Yes.
Well, I don't feel that way.
However, when I do, or if I did that, let's say, I would wake up, if I stayed up the entire night, that is not my intention. If I did that, right?
Yeah.
I would be fine in the morning and things, you know, like that. And I would go through the day. And I'd be awake. You know, you'd have that kind of eyes crazy feel.
Yeah.
But I'd be okay.
However,
when I did fall asleep or knock out for a nap or something, I would be out. Like, extremely out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
My experience with all-nighters is mostly that if I end up staying awake through to the next morning, I just feel like garbage the whole day. And I start to feel like queasy in my stomach.
Really?
And headaches, and it's never worth it. I've never had a good all-nighter.
Have you pulled a lot of all-nighters?
No, definitely not a lot, but enough that I can remember some of them.
That's a good question. What is the bar for a lot, you know? Would you say 10?
No, less than 10.
Less than 10.
More than 5.
In your college career?
No, probably my entire life.
Your entire life, less than 10?
Yeah.
Wow.
How many have you done?
Was an all-nighter means that I stayed up the entire night and never slept, never got a wink of sleep.
Yeah. I mean, if you, like, doze off for a minute, I think we can still count
that.
We
can still count it then?
Yeah.
It's not healthy, but I think... although 10 does feel like a lot.
It does.
So I do feel like it might be less than 10, but it might be around 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they mostly work related?
Mostly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like a few times, you know, in high school, I think we had a lock in and we stayed up super late and it was fun. Lock in.
Well,
being
super
like
late doesn't mean that you stayed up all night.
That's true, and I cannot remember what the.
Must have been a crazy lock in.
one of those
Big Mouth lock ins. I don't know if you.
Big, oh,
you've
seen
yes. Big Mouth.
Oh,
probably most of our
Mouth.
Listeners have seen
Absolutely
Big Mouth.
Absolutely fan. All right. Well, we got
that lock-in was nuts.
Speaking of lock-ins, that has no segue into the song we're about to play. Let's play a little music. We didn't play as much music last week as we normally do.
Because we were catching up.
We were catching up. We got things to say.
We had a lot of talking to do.
And I got topics that I want to discuss with you today. So
I'm
excited to talk about them with you.
Let's play some tunes.
Remember when we all got drunk? I ended up with two broke thumbs. Oh my God, I felt so dumb. Lucky me. I wrote a song that no one knows. I played a show and no one showed. Oh my God, I felt so alone. Lucky me.
Bad days made 100 good stories. 100 good stories make me interesting at parties.
100 bad days made 100 good stories. 100 good stories make me interesting at parties. Yeah, no, I ain't scared of you. No, I ain't scared of you no more. No, I ain't scared of you. No,
when all is going wrong and you're scared as hell.
100 bad days made 100 good stories. 100 good stories make me interesting at parties.
100 bad days made 100 good stories. 100 good stories make me interesting at parties. Yeah, no, I ain't scared of you. No, I ain't scared of you no more. No, I ain't scared of you. No, I ain't scared of you no more.
Yeah, baby, it goes like this.
No, I ain't scared of you. No, I ain't scared of you. 100 bad days made 100 good stories. 100 good stories made me interesting at parties, yeah. No, I ain't scared of you. No, I ain't scared of you. 100 bad days made 100 good stories. 100 good stories make me interesting at parties, yeah. No, I ain't scared of you. No, I ain't scared of you no more.
You know it ain't easy for these thoughts to leave me. There's no words to describe it. In France or in England, 'cause diamonds they fade, flowers they bloom. I'm telling you, these feelings won't go away. They even knocking me sideways. They even knocking me out there. Whenever you come around me, these feelings won't go away. They even knocking me sideways. Thinking in a moment that time will take them away. But these feelings won't go away. These feelings won't go away. In France or in England, diamonds they fade, flowers they bloom. I'm telling you, these feelings won't go away. They even knocking me sideways. Even knocking me out, babe. Whenever you come around me, these feelings won't go away. Even knocking me sideways. I keep thinking in a moment that time will take them away. Go.
You just heard 100 Bad Days by AJR, followed by Sideways by Santana, Citizen Cope, and Fake Smile by Ariana Grande. So Remy, we got a couple things to discuss here.
Okay.
I think the two of note are the 100 Bad Days and the Fake Smile, just because we were talking about that a little off the air.
Mm-hmm.
First thing is the AJR song.
Yeah.
Let the people know how you feel about the song.
Well, I like the song, right? I think it's a good song. But I also think that the last couple of singles that AJR has come out with, 100 Bad Days and...
Week?
No, not Week. What was the one we were talking about before?
Burn the House Down?
Burn the House Down, right. Both kind of similar, fun, upbeat songs that are kind of lacking their the emotionality that really made me attracted to their songs in the beginning.
And like The Click, which was their most recent one.
I feel like when they have an album, as opposed to just putting out a single that's... trying to be like a chart topper, when they put out an album that has songs that are maybe not going to top the charts but have more emotional depth, those are the songs that are actually a lot better.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, yeah. I like the song. However, we've been holding people to a higher standard lately. We really have our expectations set for these people.
Yeah.
But you know, it's comes from a place of love.
It does, because we want to see them be their best, put out the best art that they can produce.
Right. So
yeah, Dylan and I were saying that the song is a good song, and it's like fun and catchy, but not a song that maybe that we would add to one of our playlists or that we would voluntarily listen to.
It doesn't hit me the same way, like which we've played these all on the show in the past, yeah. Like Turning Out, Overture,
Netflix Trip,
and there was one I'm not thinking about it. That one. With the strings.
I know what you're talking about. I also can't think of the name.
Why can't we think about it? That's going to be rough. All right. We'll move on, but when you think of it.
It's in my brain now for sure.
Yeah, it's okay. We should play it on the air right now.
If we could find it.
It'll take me 2 seconds. Remy, tell the people a joke while I'm getting it.
A joke on command? Yes. I wish you'd let me prep for this.
What did the sushi say to the bee?
I don't know.
Wasabi, the good part.
That's terrible. The good part is the name of the song. Wow. If that was the best joke you could come up with on the spot.
That's what we were talking about.
Yeah, probably still better than anything I could come up with.
So, speaking of the intros here, a couple times I'll talk with you about how a song makes me picture something, mm-hmm. and a kind of like a movie moment or something like that.
Yeah.
This part from Fake Smile right here, let me get it up. That kind of sound, right?
Mm-hmm.
That makes me think of, and it sounds like it's from another song that I've heard before.
Well,
I
mean, it's a sample, right?
Is it?
It sounds like it is.
Okay. Well, in my head, that's like playing in a movie that is a young couple in the summer in their house, and it's playing on the radio in like a boombox setting, mm-hmm. like a boombox that people used to carry like on their shoulder, and they're just like dancing, but at like kind of okay. sundown-esque, a little bit, maybe 40 minutes before sundown, 42 minutes.
I can see that image, and I don't have any evidence to back it up, but it sounds like it's a sample.
Okay, so then
something that we could look up.
Yeah, it does sound to me familiar.
Because it's not a theme that's repeated anywhere in the song. They never go back to that melody or that sound, which leads me to believe that it's just being sampled from an older song. Because it sounds like it's an older song.
Okay, well, we can do some investigative work there then.
Yeah, we can look it up. The internet is at our disposal.
For the most part. Also, Remy, we forgot to mention that we are doing the show in the dark again.
Oh, yeah. I think that's honestly going to become
a new motif for us.
Yeah.
Motif.
It's no different for anyone else listening because they can't see
we
us.
We encourage you to turn the lights off and listen to the show.
Oh, that's granted, like the Mike Posner, the album that he made. I think it's called like At Home Alone or something. And something like that. Anyway, the first track is like a 13-second or a 30-second bit of him talking, and he just says like, this album is best listened to at night alone. I think the name of the album is also At Night Alone or something, or In the Dark. He just says you should listen to the album at night alone in the dark. We should preface each show with listen to the show alone in the dark.
That's funny. Okay, I'm gonna take a little segue here actually from that.
Yeah,
because you made me think of this. By the way, this is how our conversations happen off the air. Mm-hmm. Is you say something that makes me think of something else, or you think of something else. It's all unprepared, you know.
True.
So, I have this theory that certain shows, so like a sitcom like The Office, Parks and Rec, that's perfect for like, you know, I like having those shows as like my semester show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, and I try to avoid watching shows like Game of Thrones. I've never seen Game of Thrones, even though the final season is coming
something
out.
Something that causes me great pain.
I do that because, that's its own story with Game of Thrones. But shows like that, you know, with either, you know, cliffhangers or The Walking Dead, something like that. You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's each episode is like a real trip to go down.
Yeah,
I like to watch those on breaks and on the weekends because I think those are best watched at night and B late at night.
Interesting.
In the dark.
Is that
because
there are less distractions?
There's something about. I think the ambiance or ambiance.
I think you can say it
Beyonce.
Both ways. Nope.
There's something about the Beyonce at about 1 a.m., 12 a.m. That is just perfect for watching.
You can really give it your
for
laser
something
focus.
Emotional happening mm-hmm. while you're curled up in your bed and on the computer watching it.
Yeah.
Which our generation is really about watching things on our computer.
As opposed to the TV.
As opposed to TV, as opposed to going to the movies to see things.
Yeah.
They're all about the computer screen.
Well, I think it's because you can get comfortable wherever you are with your computer. You can curl up in bed or on the couch with a blanket.
Right.
I guess you could do the same thing with the TV, but it's just, I think the portability lends itself to more comfort.
Do you think, wow, okay, this is going to be another turn here.
Oh, no.
A cyborg. I don't know what the exact definition of a cyborg is, but I hear this debate about whether or not...
Where did this even come from?
We're going to get there. Okay. This is how my brain works. For those of you listening that don't know, this happens all the time, where I'll say something, and because you made me think of something, which made me think of something.
And now we're at
And
cyborgs.
Then I just said it, but... I can take you through the steps. So, something about the definition of a cyborg is having like a piece of technology attached to you in some way or another.
Okay.
So some people are saying that we are becoming cyborgs with the way that we always keep our phones on us. Mm-hmm. So you made me think of that with we always like to have our laptops on us. I almost always have my laptop or my phone on me in some way or shape.
Yeah.
Form.
I think that's true for probably most people.
So I don't know what
Especially
the definition
most people
of a cyborg
our generation.
Is. But
well,
people say like
I mean
we might be edging there.
In order to be a cyborg it has to be attached to you or inside of you or physically connected to you in a way that you can't remove.
So like they replaced my arm with technology type of thing?
Yes, but it's more than just a prosthetic. I think it has to be integral. I'm also not an expert. It has to be integral to what you are as a being, right?
Like a symbiotic relationship, maybe?
Closer, except the machine... Well, I guess that's one way of putting it, except that
you
the machine isn't relying on you for...
Right.
It's not alive, right?
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's a part of you.
It's a part of you that's more than just replacement of a limb, per se, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
interesting.
Yeah. But also, they don't actually exist, I don't think, outside of... sci-fi yet.
Cyborgs?
Yeah.
I would agree.
So,
although Sophie, that talking robot that you see around sometimes, AI,
mm-hmm.
is a little creepy.
But she's not human. She has
citizenship. Or
she doesn't have human biological parts, right?
No. She has no actual organs and things. She's still
robot.
Just 100% robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a difference between being a cyborg and artificial intelligence.
What if she got a skin graft? I don't know if that's the right term.
I don't think having skin...
some philosophy here.
Yeah. I don't think having human skin is enough. Mm-hmm. I think it's really about being almost 50-50.
Okay.
Or like 60-40, something like that.
Okay.
There's an interesting movie I watched as a kid called, I think, The Bicentennial Man. My parents will
feel like I've heard of that.
I think, yeah, about it's set in the future about a robot who's a butler, but as time goes on, he wants to become human, so he starts to replace more and more of his machine parts with human parts, and eventually tries to become human, whatever. I don't remember how it ended
because
I was very young, but that could shed some light on this debate we're having.
Yeah, all right. The more you know. We'll do some more research. I already forgot what we were supposed to research, the sample.
If it's a sample.
So we'll find that out. While you guys listen to these next couple songs.
Sounds good.
Lately, right now I feel like it's all over. So I've been trapped inside my head for so long. I'm sorry, I should have called when I was sober. Scared to be alone. Oh,
I stay quiet. Cause I push away all the ones that hold me close. I'm losing my mind, oh yeah, I just can't take it.
Something I ain't heard before. Oh, I've been dreaming about it, and it's you I'm on. So stop thinking about it. Can we just talk? Can we just talk about where we're going before we get lost? If I'm moving too far, can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're growing. Penthouse view, left some flowers in the room. I'll make sure I leave the door unlocked. Now I'm on the way, swear I won't be late. I'll be there by 5 o'clock. Oh, you've been dreaming about it. And I'm what you want. So stop thinking about it. Can't we just talk? Can't we just talk about now before we get lost and be our thoughts? Can't get what we want without us. I've never felt like this before. I apologize if I'm moving too far. Can't we just talk? Thank you.
on what to do and how to set it up. Kinda drunk, sort of high. She's a broken Miss America. Never learned how to love, cause the answers are stuck behind closed doors. You can call it a night when the lights in the club don't shine no more. When the lights in the club don't shine no more. Trouble getting up. He's convinced only Kanye knows how to make it in America. Never learned how to love, cause the answers are stuck in over the lights, over the lights. He will call it a night when the lights in the studio shine no more. When the lights in the studio shine no more. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. When the lights in the studio shine no more.
Remy, what are you trying to figure out?
What to say?
L-I-F-E. Well,
what L-I-F-E spells?
So, you just heard Freaking Out by Arizona, with spaces in between each letter, whatever.
Sorry.
Followed by Talk by Khalid and Disclosure, and L-I-F-E by John Bellion.
Our boy John.
Our boy John. I was going to say that we didn't have him this week, but we actually do. So what I put this conversation on pause midway while we were off the air and just playing the song. But he's singing L-I-F-E. That made me think of, do you remember, I don't know if your like kindergarten teachers did this. It was basically the last time that they could do this. Because in first grade, you started to know some things.
Mm-hmm.
You start to figure out life, basically, in first grade.
First grade, let me tell you.
But in kindergarten, when my teachers wanted to talk, you know,
yeah,
without us knowing, it was like a foreign language to spell in front of us. Did this ever happen to you?
I don't remember that so much with my kindergarten teachers, but with my parents for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and it's funny because we do the same thing to my dog. Like,
well, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, we'll say, because you know, if you say walk, he knows. If you say treat or green bone, he knows green bone, because that's what the treat that brushes his teeth.
Yeah.
So we'll say like, whoa, we'll say like, oh, do you want to give him his G-R-E-E-N, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the same thing would, when the teachers in kindergarten would talk, as soon, you know, they'd say, all right, what time is L-U-N-C-H? And we're like, oh, what are they saying?
I remember.
What is this foreign language you speak?
When my parents would be doing that, and then that was right around the time I couldn't read still, but my sister was starting to learn to read. So I'd go up to her and be like, Shanti, what are they saying?
Week?
Yeah, it was last week. It's like, Shanti, you got to help me out. And she'd be like, okay, I'm figuring it out. I'm working on it.
You teamed up?
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's like Jim and Pam learning Morse code to talk in front of Dwight.
Wow. I don't really feel comfortable with you comparing my sister and I to the greatest romance
of all time
on television.
Can I talk about this for a moment?
By all means.
So the reason I by no means came up with this. This was in a video and it kind of blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the reason that Jim and Pam as an office relationship in general, but especially as an office relationship, that kind of trope is especially kind of groundbreaking. Did I send this video to you? I hope I did.
I don't.
If I didn't, I will.
I don't know.
Is because historically before that time, these office romances or, you know, because we're always like mildly forbidden, you know, it's like a partnership type of thing, and it's like an
Are you talking about on TV or in real
on
life?
TV, on okay. TV.
You're saying office romances the way that they've been forbidden.
The way that they've been represented is kind of like a Romeo and Juliet type of thing,
okay.
Where it's like, oh, you can't date someone in the office, or mm-hmm. you can't date your superior, you know, blah 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 blah. So the reason that there's a difference with Jim and Pam is that they showed like a realistic relationship, kind of in the sense of like small moments, mm-hmm. you know, like them laughing together, or when Jim loses the sale. His sale of the year or something like that, and gives the champagne to Dwight, but Pam falls asleep on his shoulder and he's like,
yeah.
That's a good day, you know,
mm-hmm.
small, super small things like that. And over a long period of time, that's what kind of made it more groundbreaking thing. That just fascinates me. And I love that show.
Yeah. I didn't know that, it wasn't commonplace to show those kind of romances on TV. I also didn't watch a lot of TV.
Well, if you think about very often on like NCIS or
never watched NCIS,
you know, or those kinds of shows, very often it's a male and female partner. When one is the FBI cop and the other is the science, the forensics behind mm-hmm. it, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. So they're partners. So of course they
don't
they
ever
can't.
Get together.
But they do. Well, they do. But it's all. It used to be in TV before then. It was all. It was a lot of, like, let's say sexual tension,
mm-hmm.
and then would be an explosion, you know?
Instead of a gradual
as opposed
showing
to
over time.
Yes. Oh. And that was kind of the difference that The Office did with Jim and Pam, and why people say that that's such one of the great examples of showing a.
Well, The Office is art, so.
Well,
they can do no wrong on that show.
This actually does count the amount of times I say segue in this hour. Segues nicely into a question that I wanted to talk about with you, actually.
Before we get into that, should we just go make good on our promise to find out whether or not that song of Ariana Grande is sampled?
Right. Yeah.
It does.
Let the people know.
In fact, it samples the song After Laughter by Wendy Renee.
You'd think we would figure that out by the fact it says after laughter comes
yeah,
tears.
You might think that, but and you'd be right.
And we didn't
so,
think of that.
There you go. Nailed it.
Beautiful.
Took me a quick Google search.
I'm surprised you got that quickly. You got that in about 10 seconds.
Why just Googled the name of the song and then sample?
You should put that on your resume. I can Google anything in 10 seconds. I'll find it for you.
Wow. If that were actually true, that'd be a great skill.
It's not a bad skill, man.
Yeah. Okay, what were you going to say?
Well, I wanted to mildly expose you.
Oh, no.
I feel like this has been happening. But I feel like this does happen. Mildly expose you.
And then I have to think back what I did during the week that I could be exposed
and give for. Give you a chance to explain yourself. So you rewatch The Office and The West Wing very often,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Would you say that?
Yeah.
I don't know the rate at which you rewatch them, but how many times would you say you've seen The Office?
All the way through?
All the way through.
Probably only twice all the way through, but I watch a lot
of
sporadic
episodes over and over.
Yeah.
What about The West Wing?
Probably four times.
Four times all the way through.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is the reason behind not going to another show and seeing what's out there?
Okay. The reason is that especially during the school year, when I'm watching TV, it's usually when I'm also doing something else, and I kind of want it on as just background entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I'm cooking food, right, when I'm making dinner or something, I can just have my phone in my pocket with my headphones in and be listening to the dialogue of something like The West Wing, which is almost entirely dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just hearing the stuff, because the best part about The West Wing is the writing, right?
Yeah.
The dialogue. But
the way they filmed it is also
the way they filmed it is great,
well,
but I've seen it enough times to know that, right?
Yeah.
So I can just listen to them as I'm like cooking and something, and it helps me pass the time.
Right? Okay.
But I would never do that with a show I hadn't seen or that
okay,
I didn't
that,
know
that brings
really
me comfort.
Well.
That brings me comfort
I would, yeah,
to hear that.
Because then you have to pay attention to everything. And,
right.
You know, I already know everything that's going to happen in The West Wing.
Okay.
Really well. So I can just put it on as background noise almost. Same thing with The Office.
Very interesting. I actually procrastinate starting shows.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So it's in the same way that students procrastinate an essay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When I'm done with a show and I'm in a show hole,
yeah,
I kind of procrastinate starting a new show, mm-hmm, with like The Office or something like that.
Yeah, I've definitely done that too.
Because of that. It's just a big investment. It is an investment.
It is. It's an emotional investment too. Besides for time, you get emotionally involved and dependent on the show.
You want to know that it's going to be a good show that you set yourself up to watch. So, yeah, I definitely do that, which is kind of a weird thing to think about of procrastinating shows. But I have done it multiple times. Procrastinating starting shows, let's say.
I'll even procrastinate starting seasons within the same show.
Oh.
Because I feel like each season has its own story arc.
Yeah.
And sometimes
if it's well written.
Sometimes you just feel exhausted, especially if it was really intense. And I'm not sure if I'm ready to jump back into another season of all these characters doing something else when I haven't fully digested and absorbed what I just saw.
I do slow down as time goes on, generally. I tend to slow down. But also, mm-hmm, towards the end of seasons, the end of the show, I feel like, you know, the shows tend to slow down in general anyway, in terms of quality and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a little disappointing, but, you know, it shows, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Things happen. All right, Remy. I'm glad I can expose you and give you the opportunity.
I'm glad I can defend myself.
to defend yourself. I love it, man. I hope I never stomp on your toes too much there.
Yeah, me too.
We know that this won't last, not like it used to. I'm okay with that, but not if I lose you. I can feel it in my bones, sinking deeper in the overflow. Can you feel it in your soul? If I'm honest, maybe we're better off alone.
cause you're all I know. And I feel it in my soul, if I'm honest.
Yes, sir.
Fresh Kid P, Fresh Kid T.
Oh, yeah, we back.
Oh, and Zaphoon, by the way.
Yeah, Jones.
Yeah.
Chitty Bang, and we pretty much amazing.
Can we hear your new song, please?
I got you.
Hey, yo, I once was a kid. All I had was a dream. More money, more problems. When I get it, I'ma pile it up. Want the bread, we get toast, so fresh how we flow. Everybody get this down from us. Once was a kid with the other little kids. Now I'm ripping up shows and them fans going wild with us. Tell mommy I'm sorry, this life is a party. Remember you was a kid, reminisce days of the innocence. Now it's Chitty Bang, Google me the images. Follow me, I'm the leader. And when I park cars, I don't pay for the meter. I remember I was younger as a kid, it was the best. I used to touch on all the pretty girls in recess. I'm at my peak, yes, I won't leave yet. Cereal style, cereal aisle, I need checks. I can make these rappers run like a hard drill. Rock band, show you how the guitar feel. And I could care less how y'all feel. I got a flow to make them do a cartwheel. This is that good, just pump it and relax, bro. And you could get it free, don't worry about the text, though. And Zaphoon, thank you for the crack. But I play it Ron Burgundy, I anchor on the track.
Hey,
like
yo, I once was a kid, all I had was a dream. More money, more problems, when I get it, I'ma pile it up. Want the bread, we get toast, so fresh how we flow. Everybody get this down from us.
Once was a kid with the other little kids. Now I'm ripping up shows and them fans going wild with us. Tell mommy I'm sorry, this life is a party. I'm never growing up.
Can I please get a little bit of knowledge? Somebody tell Roth that I don't love college. Cause the real world's kinda like real world, and it's drama. So you are Svetlana and I'm just a rhymer. Swimming in the water trying to dodge the piranha and fly to Bahamas. Pretty little mama, Chitty in the spot. Where you at, Pearl Lady? Show me what you got. They say, why you rapping for the kids for? I say my clothes come fitted, the lit store. This summer you can catch me on a big tour. I'm high grade, I think they need to quiz more. And let me get with you, don't let the kid hit you. I'm the photo album Valletta has, big picture. The rule is, the dude is, so up, so Chuck, I'm a cool
kid. Hey, yo, I once was a kid, all I had was a dream. More money, more problems, when I get it, I'ma pile it up. Now I'm dope, want the bread, we can toast, so fresh how we flow. Everybody get this down from us.
Once was a kid with the other little kids. Now I'm ripping up shows and them fans going wild with us. Tell mommy I'm sorry, this life is a party. I'm never growing up.
Once was a kid, all I had was a dream. More money, more problems, when I get it, I'ma pile it up. Now I'm dope, want the bread, we can toast, so fresh how we flow. Everybody get this down from us.
Once was a kid with the other little kids. Now I'm ripping up shows and them fans going wild with us. Tell mommy I'm sorry, this life is a party. I'm never growing up.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You just heard Better Off by Jeremy Zucker and Chelsea Cutler, followed by Opposite of Adults by Chitty Bang, followed by Without You by Odessa,
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all capitalized, and it has an S and a Z next to each other, which throws me off a little bit.
Yeah. But, you know, those artists love to misspell words.
They're so out of control.
Would have failed their first grade spelling tests.
Just like Janae. Context for the listeners, there was a girl, I think her name, I can't really remember, to be honest, in first grade, and we had a 10-word spelling test, and she spelled the wrong.
It's a big yikes. We had to call her out, though.
I'm pretty sure she left, she changed schools after that. Not after that test, but after that year.
She just like...
I don't think she stayed in the school.
It's like... Screw it, I'm out.
I just like, gets up in the middle of the test, like, this is it.
Walks out of the building.
Yeah. There were some characters in my lower school class that I remember, but I'm going to keep their anonymity, you know?
After exposing one, you don't want to expose them all.
Well, it's a first name, you know, there's got to be a lot of them.
Okay, well then you're going to look back, like, how many of them lived in Saddle River, you know?
Well, they didn't know that till now, so I'm narrowing it down.
I think you said where you live on the show several times, so...
I am from Kansas. Topeka.
Saddle River, Kansas.
Topeka's in Kansas, right? Sure.
Yes. Geography, along with spelling, were never my strong suits. And still continue to not be my strong suits.
Yeah, these things happen.
Thank God for spell check and, you know, Google Maps.
Oh, okay. Oh, Google Maps definitely changed the game. You a Google Maps or a Waze person?
Well, actually, I'm a Google Maps person, but that's mostly because I didn't drive until this past summer, and I think Waze is mostly for driving, so I just didn't download it, and then I was at home, like, with my license for no time. I got my license, like, mailed here, right? So I don't drive that much at school, like, besides places I already know how to get to.
Right.
So I don't use Waze that much, but that I will probably get Waze when I get home and use a car and stuff like that. Anyway. Okay.
It's my favorite part
of the show. I get to... give you guys a public service announcement.
In our last 4 minutes of the
show. Here it goes. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585. That's 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Remember, adopt, don't shop. This is a public service message from WFO Tufts Freeform Radio. There you go.
After you said dog, I was thinking woof, because I call my dog my little woof. And woof spelled W-U with an umlaut, F. So this is actually interesting, too, and I'm curious how you feel about this. I'm going to try and get this out as quickly as I can. I came up with that term. I called my dog my little woof, right? Mm-hmm. And in my head, it was woof, W-O-O-F, just pronounced weirdly, right?
Okay, with the umlaut.
No. In my head, it was just W-O-O-F. Just pronouncing that weirdly. Okay. So, and I'm the originator of it. However, my friends heard me say that, and they really liked it. Like, they thought that was cute. That I called DOG my dog, my little woof.
Mm-hmm.
And they started typing it W-U with an umlaut F, and that's become the spelling.
Mm-hmm.
So, granted, I've also gone along with W-U with an umlaut now F.
Yeah.
However, at its heart, it was always just woof pronounced weirdly.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have ownership there? Do I have the ability to say, no, it's W-O-O-F, just pronounced oddly?
I think...
No?
It's reminding me of the creator of GIFs saying they're pronounced GIFs.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's kind of feels like that situation where he says it's GIF, but he's clearly and absolutely wrong.
Right.
And it's pronounced GIF, and I will fight anyone who
disagrees. I do think it's GIF, actually. That was a question in trivia tonight, actually. Do you know what GIF stands for?
Graphics Interchange Format.
Okay, wow. Do you know what...
I don't get into a debate like that without knowing all the
facts. Do you know which planet in the solar system is spinning at the fastest rate? That's the one I knew the best.
That's a great question. I don't know... I'll have to think about that a little bit.
Do you want to take a guess? Because we got... I actually do know the answer.
No, I don't want to take time away from us on the air. I need to think about it.
All right. Should I tell you or no?
No, no, don't tell me.
Okay, we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah.
I'll write it down. Don't right. Google it. Think
oh,
about
I
wanna,
yeah, yeah. think about it.
Well, we're at that time. It's 58 on the hour. This is DJ Sweet Fig.
And Remy.
And shows It's All About Perspective, 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The show goes by so fast.
It really does. And we won't see you guys next week, I don't think.
We will not. We're on spring break.
Yep.
So we won't be here next week, but we'll be here the following week.
Absolutely.
And the next day, and the next day, and the next day. Say it in the lowest voice you can.
Say what?
And the next day.
And the next day.
And the next day.
And the next day.
Now the highest.
I don't want to do that.
All right.
That's just going to be embarrassing for
me. Let's end us out on a song that I think is very fitting called I'm So Tired by Troy Sivan and Lauv. So we'll see you all 2 weeks from now. Have a great spring break if you're getting out on spring break. If you're not, keep kicking.
Keep kicking.
Keep kicking. That's my last
keep
advice.
Keep kicking.
Be your best self.
I'm so tired of love songs, tired of love songs, tired of love songs, tired of love. Just wanna go home, wanna go home, wanna go home. Whoa. So tired of love songs, tired of love songs, tired of love songs, tired of love. Just wanna go home, wanna go home, wanna go home.